Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, I don't know if you saw The Passion. I know you saw The Passion.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw The Passion. It was actually scarring because we went in to see this movie like you see a movie normally, and we bought popcorn to go see this movie because we didn't know anything about it. Within 5 seconds of seeing this movie, you take the popcorn and you just kind of put it on the floor and you shoved it back. It was just like, it was such an amazing encounter, you know, with God and showing the reality what the price of the cross, you know. Jim Caviezel is the one that played Jesus Christ in that movie. You're seeing him here, and Mel Gibson's the one that directed it. And it was just an amazing thing. You need to actually see The Passion. We left as a family and had to sit around the living room and kind of talk about what we saw. It was just so much violence that took place on the cross. But when you understand that God loved us enough to take what should have happened to us, He allowed it to happen to His Son, Jesus. And so what we're really seeing when we saw that was an image of what our sin looks like before God, and that, you know, sin had to be punished. It had to be dealt with. And Jesus loves you so much that He took it. So if you haven't seen it, you got to see that. And just think about it when you see it. This is the punishment for sin, but Jesus took that punishment on for us. That's why we want to make Him the Lord of our life, so we don't have to take that punishment on.
Amen.
Well, Jim Caviezel is talking to a youth group here, and he's talking to them specifically about, you know, how Paul started off as Paul's name's big one, right?
Saul.
Saul. You know, remember the Apostle Paul, his name was Saul before he was Paul. And Saul means the big one, right?
Great one, yeah.
The great one. And then Paul means?
Little one.
The little one, and how God humbles us to be able to use this. And he talks about his journey up and to the point of how he ended up being called by Mel Gibson to be able to be in the movie, The Passion. But this is prior to that. As a matter of fact, let's join him now.
The name Saul means great one. The name Paul means little one. While making this film, I learned that by changing one tiny letter, that we can become great in the eyes of God. But it requires us to be little. If we wish to be great. But this is the way of the saints. This is the way of the holy. And this is the way Saul became Saint Paul. Callings come when we least expect them. I remember mine vividly. I had this experience. I was 19 years old, sitting in a movie theater in my hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington. The movie had ended, and out there in the darkness, befriended only by my basketball in the adjacent seat, I had a sensation in my heart that made me think that I'm supposed to be an actor, that this is what God crafted me for, that this is what He wanted of me. Yes, my rational sense intervened. I knew nothing about acting, no agents, no managers. I can't memorize to save my life. Yet I had a conviction. I had a call. Cut to the spring of 2000. I was offered the role of Edmond Dantès in The Count of Monte Cristo. It was a new adaptation of the Dumas classic. It's a very stressful period. This is the first time I ever had to carry a film on my own, and here I was at what I long wanted to achieve, but I had no peace. Everything on that film was a battle. My character, Edmond Dantès, is unjustly imprisoned. While there, both In the book and in the film, he carves on the wall, God will give me justice. With all the odds set against him, this one solitary man is committed to freeing himself and vanquishing evil, even the evil within himself. There is a wonderful scene between Edmund and a fellow prisoner, a priest, played by the great Richard Harris. In the pit of self-pity, in a moment of real despair, while the priest is on the ground dying, he turns to Edmond and says, your final lesson, do not commit the crime you now serve the sentence for. Remember, God saith, vengeance is mine. And I look down to him and say, but I don't believe in God. He says to me, it does not matter, Edmond. He believes in you. And he does. God loves each one of us personally, and he is there for us, even in our darkest moments of despair.
I want to ask you right now, are you going through those dark times? Are you going through those times of testing that you're wondering, you know, where the light is in this whole situation? Well, Jim Caviezel's talking about, that's what it was like in that particular movie that he was playing. Although he also plays in the movie The Apostle Paul, he's talking about, you know, his own personal journey, and maybe that's yours. You know, maybe you need to share that. Listen, I want you to comment below. I want you to email us, let us know so we can be in agreement, praying for you. Our community can be praying for you. This is so important to understand that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death sometimes, it just seems like we're not dying, but the shadow of death is being cast over our vision, over our dream, over our life, over, you know, and we need help at a time like that. And I want you to reach out, you know, post below, comment, email us. We want to be able to pray with you and to be able to encourage you to understand there's light at the end of this tunnel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.